In the early stages, Ballard was pleased with the way Argo performed. However, he grew edgy as the search dragged on without any signs of the wreck. The crew was rattled by the failure. After several days of searching, some were getting angry. One evening, a crewmate thought Argo's camera showed signs of the Titanic's hull. Ballard was sure it was only a large sand ridge. Yet others in the crew demanded that Argo return to the spot. Tempers flared before Ballard agreed to take another look. He was right. It was just sand. When the expedition was down to its last 4 days, Ballard received more bad news. A storm was brewing. Weather experts predicted a 3-day gale that would stir up sharp waves. Ballard took some time to stand alone on the ship's deck. "I needed to take stock of my situation and prepare for defeat," he said. Later, Ballard checked in with the late-night team that was watching Argo's progress. Then he went to sleep. Caption: The expedition's crew kept a constant watch on their equipment throughout the long search for the Titanic. The team settled into a quiet routine. "What are we going to do to keep ourselves awake tonight?" one asked. He expected to see more of the endless gray images of the sea floor they'd been watching for days. Then his partner pointed to the screen and said, "There's something." The whole team came to attention as the video image of steel debris from a ship appeared through the translucent water. "Wreckage!" someone shouted. Argo began sending images of heavy steel hull plating on the sea bottom. "Let's get Bob," someone said. A crew member went to wake Ballard. Ballard rushed in to join the others. By now, Argo was focusing on a mass of huge engine parts. Everyone knew the monstrous blocks of steel could only be from the Titanic.